thought, but it still seems kind of magical. Hot air balloons drifting up in the sky.
It does seem mysterious, but I helped Steve Spangler do an experiment that explains how the balloons stay afloat.
Wake up early in the morning and you might see a hot air balloon rising in the air. How does that work? How does a hot air balloon rise?
Doesn't it have a little fire going and it fills the balloon with heat and then heat rises, so it goes
and
up.
You've got it. Now, we've heard those rules before, right? Heat rises. How do you know heat rises? So you can't always just take the rule for a fact. That's what our laboratory is for, and that's what today's experiment's going to do. However, I'm going to ask you not to do this experiment at home. This is one that we're going to keep here in our laboratory. I've got a bag in here. Let me fill the bag up with the air. Got it. You see it? Notice that this doesn't rise, does it? What happens when you heat air? We have to think about the air inside the hot air balloon. What happens when you heat air? What do the molecules do?
They kind of expand.
Instead of saying expand, they move further apart from each other, and they get going real fast. Right, Valerie? That's what we're going to do here inside the plastic bag. So here, let me open it up. Anna and Josh, would you help me out? We're going to stretch that over our heat source down here. Good. So go ahead and bring it down. Good. And now you can let go, and I'll just hold it here. We're going to fill this with hot air. All right? Josh, not my hot air. We're just filling it with hot air, right? Okay, stay there. And now those air molecules inside are moving around. They're getting faster and faster and faster. And they say hot air is less dense than colder air. So watch this. Watch. Got it. Pull it back down again, right? And all that hot air leaves. Okay?
Whoa.
So why do they have hot air balloon races in the morning versus like at noon or...
Because it gets hotter towards the middle of the day.
You're right. And isn't it important to make sure that the air in the balloon is much hotter than the surrounding air so that surrounding cooler air can kind of give that balloon lift, right? And now you know the secret of the hot air balloon. Super job. We'll see you next week. That was great. Here.